USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists, and we're learning more every single day.
The CDC announced the United States is going to require that all air travelers entering the country show a negative COVID-19 test within one day of departure in response to the Omicron COVID-19 variant. The new one-day testing requirement will apply equally to U.S. citizens as well as foreign nationals. Ghost guns have been banned in Los Angeles, California. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The city of L.A. is banning ghost guns, the council approving an ordinance that prohibits the possession, purchase, sale, and transportation of guns that don't have serial numbers. Violators could face fines of up to $1,000 and 6 months in jail.
Ghost guns are made from do-it-yourself kits or can be designed and created on home 3D printers. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Since Roe v. Wade greenlit abortions in 1973, millions of unborn babies have had their lives terminated by the mother. The Roe v. Wade ruling determined it was a woman's choice for her body. Now, several decades later, some states are trying to protect the voiceless babies, restricting how and when an abortion can take place. This morning, the Supreme Court of the United States is hearing arguments on abortion in a case brought forward by the state of Mississippi. Golfer Tiger Woods has reemerged since the horrific SUV crash in Southern California.
Tiger Woods is speaking publicly for the first time since the crash earlier this year that left him seriously injured.
I was in the hospital for only 3 weeks. I was in a hospital bed for 3 months. So that in itself is difficult.
The legendary golfer making his remarks while in the Bahamas. Woods saying one of his goals was simply getting outside to feel the sun. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Mike Braun, the Republican from Indiana, slammed the Biden administration's efforts to fix the supply chain crisis on Newsmax. Mr. Braun said that the supply chain is not loosening up.
He doesn't appreciate the productive economy where I came from. I was over there soon after he started serving on supply chain, and we were talking about it in his office. So this has been out there for literally 8-9 months. And the fact is, it's getting delayed because there's no measurable improvement. I check in with the business that I used to run for all those years prior to becoming a senator, and the supply chain is not loosening up. And the reason is, pre-COVID, everything was working perfectly. I mean, we had things humming in high gear, and decisions from the Biden administration, calling a one-man wrecking crew, has been to disrupt all of this, from the misnavigation through COVID, where you just disproportionately shut down the real economy. And then he tries to sell this sugar high of spending more money. We got together with a couple groups today on how outlandish this thing is in terms of how much debt it's going to actually add over 10 years. It's closer to probably $2.8 trillion than $300 billion or so, because none of these programs ever get discontinued. In typical gimmicks, any of their revenue doesn't kick in until years 6 through 10.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.